This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The NBA on the foul line this morning, or is it a midcourt shot at the buzzer? Basketball shoots itself in the foot on this Tuesday, October 11th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Basketball's labor problems and professional sports economic problems. We have a discussion this morning for all you sports fans, even the Marxist sports fans among you. We'll also look at some new ideas for measuring success in public education. And here's what you're talking about.
This is Fred from Connecticut. I think Occupy Wall Street is the tip of the iceberg. It's time for campaign finance reform and for Washington to stop being beholden to corporations and be beholden to the people.
Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we begin with the top stories we're following this morning. The NBA has canceled the first 2 weeks of the basketball season. Commissioner David Stern wiped out the first 100 games after more than 7 hours of negotiations last night failed to produce a new labor deal.
I think it's fair to say that we established the positions of the parties with complete certainty of where each stood. And we remain really very, very far apart on virtually all issues.
The cancellations mark the NBA's first work stoppage since the 1998 season was reduced to 50 games. The Occupy Wall Street protests are getting louder across the nation. More than 50 protesters were arrested in Boston early this morning after a crowd ignored warnings to move from a site near their official encampment. In Chicago, thousands of teachers, religious leaders, union workers, and other protesters snarled rush hour traffic on Michigan Avenue yesterday afternoon. And protesters camped out near Wall Street's financial district here in New York say they don't plan on leaving anytime soon. Christopher Sims, who it was announced yesterday as one of the winners of the Nobel Prize for Economics, said the protests around the country are justified.
I think these protests do reflect people's irritation that policymakers don't seem to have been able to restart the economy, and many people are hurting because of what's happened to the economy.
President Obama's jobs bill is expected to come to a test vote today in the Senate. The proposal appears likely to fail, though, because Republicans oppose its spending components and that tax surcharge on millionaires. The president's Jobs Council is set to release its recommendations today on how to lower unemployment. The council will reportedly call for improving the nation's infrastructure, will call for liberalized immigration policies, less restrictive federal regulations for business, and a more, quote, business-friendly tax system. In Egypt, a massive funeral procession for the 17 Christian protesters killed in Sunday's protests in Cairo has turned into a rally against the ruling military council. Many in the crowd accused the military of bearing responsibility for all the violence. In all, 26 people were killed, more than 500 injured. Opening statement scheduled today in the trial of the man who allegedly tried to blow up an airliner on Christmas 2009 with a bomb in his underwear. Omar Farouk Abdulmutallab is acting as his own attorney but has a lawyer to handle courtroom motions. A Ukrainian court found former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko guilty of abuse of office and sentenced her to 7 years in prison. Tymoshenko is Ukraine's top opposition leader, and her case has been widely condemned in the West as politically motivated. In the baseball playoffs, Texas beat Detroit on a walk-off grand slam in the 11th inning to take a 2-0 lead. And in the National League, the St. Louis Cardinals evened their series with the Milwaukee Brewers at 1-1. Asian markets are up. European indices are down. Futures are down after yesterday's 330-point rise in the Dow. The Dow gets underway at 11,433. The S&P opens at 1,194 and the NASDAQ at 2,566. This morning, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Jeffrey Eugenides, on his new book, The Marriage Plot. It's about three college students graduating in the midst of an economic downturn and a lot of other adventures evoking classic literature and also the modern economy. It's a novel, but he'll join us later this hour. We'll also talk about the revolutionary changes to America's education system. With Washington focused on No Child Left Behind and Race to the Top, we'll learn about a plan developed by two educators that's really delivering results in charter and some private schools. But first, the NBA has canceled 100 games. What do you think, sports fans? And what's your economic analysis of what's going on in professional sports? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.